The Bible is a kind of mega story, a story of God's relationship with the people of Israel. It's a series of interlocking books that show us God's nature and who we are as a people, and God's plan to redeem humankind through the Jewish Messiah. Part of this collection of books that make up the Bible are the prophetic writings. Isaiah is the first of the major prophets. He lived during a turbulent time in Israel's history. By 722 BC, Israel, the northern kingdom, had fallen to the nation of Assyria. In the south, Judah had fallen into mass idolatry. And during the stormy political climate, Isaiah writes about the surrounding nations, Babylon, Damascus, and Egypt. But the book of Isaiah also contains messages of comfort for people suffering oppression. Isaiah 42, verses 5 to 6 reads, "Thus says God the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and its offspring, who gives breath to the people on it, and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I will also hold you by the hand and watch over you, and I will appoint you as a covenant to the people, as a light to the nations." Isaiah reminds God's people who are living in exile who made them, the one true God who promises redemption. Just as God separated the light from the darkness, Isaiah calls his people Israel out of the darkness of their times to be a light to the nations. Confusion, struggle, feeling trapped on all sides, this can all feel like darkness with no end. The promise of light is offered for all who believe and put their trust in Yeshua, King and Redeemer.
That was Daily Parasha from the book of Genesis or Bereshit. Please share it with a friend. This podcast series is also available on Anchor, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, and Spotify. Make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss the next episode of Daily Parashah.